The snowplow contract has been a flashpoint for years as the county and the 31 municipalities fight over what the fee will be. This time, the final approval waited until it was actually snow in the weather forecast. No matter how beautiful the day was outside the legislature meeting, this new three-year deal raises the fee 3% for this winter and 3% more for each of the next 2 years. The old pact expired August 31st. The money was in the budget for this year. Without a contract, the local plows wouldn't have worked on county roads. Legislature Chairman John Mills says there has to be a better way to do this.
You can't take it to the bitter end like this. This is unacceptable to the residents. This is a matter of public safety. If we had a storm like that one in October, we had a storm, technically you couldn't put those town plows on county roads. So I'm happy it was taken care of. The 3%, 3%, 3% is going to work out well for the towns and for the counties.
Majority Leader Joseph Lurigo says his district and Mills District cover 65% of county roads, spread across the south towns and up into West Seneca, some of them heavily traveled highways where accumulating ice and snow can be a real problem. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.